Chapter 2, Which Version of Python? This book will focus on Python 2. Python 3 has been out for a bit now and is somewhat backwards incompatible with the 2 series. Why use Python 2, then? Frankly, for beginning Python, there are a few differences. The current advantage of Python 2 is that third-party library support is better. Every major library for Python is satisfied with version 2, yet some still do not feel much pressure to migrate to version 3. For the most part, the examples in this book will run on both Python 2 and 3. But it was written and tested with Python 2 in mind. Which version of Python 2 does the book focus on? The examples were tested in 2.6 and 2.7, but should work in 2.4 and above. 2.1 Python Installation. Python 2 is installed on many non-Windows platforms. If you are running on Mac or Linux, you can skip to the next paragraph. For Windows folks, go to the download area of the Python website, www.python.org/download, and find a link that says Python 2.7.5 Windows Installer. 2.7.5 was the most recent 2.7 version at the time of writing. This will link to a .msi file that will install Python on your Windows machine. Download the file and open it by double-clicking it, and follow the instructions to finish the installation. 2.2. Which editor? In addition to installing Python, you will need a text editor. An editor is a tool for writing code. A skilled craftsman will invest the time to learn to use their tool appropriately, and it will pay dividends. Learning to use the features of an editor can make churning out code easier. Many modern editors today have some semblance of support for Python. Note that Notepad and word processors are not really text editors, though they might act as such on Halloween. For Windows users, Notepad++ and the latest version of Visual Studio have Python support. For Mac people, Sublime Text appears to be a popular choice. Note that this is also cross-platform. Qt and Gedit are sensible Linux choices. If you are just beginning with Python and have not had much experience with real text editors, most Python installations include IDLE. IDLE has decent Python editing features. The IDLE development environment also runs on Windows, Mac, and Linux. Many programmers favor Vim or Emacs. For Java people, both Eclipse via PyDev and JetBrains via PyCharm provide Python support. Wing is another cross-platform Python-specific editor that many favor. As mentioned previously, Sublime Text is another cross-platform editor that is gaining momentum. There are many other editors available. The one advantage of those mentioned in this paragraph is that they are cross-platform, if you find yourself working in different environments. As you can tell, there are many editors, and each has their advantages and disadvantages. If you do not have a favorite editing tool, it is probably best to use a simple one such as Notepad++, Sublime Text, or Gedit. Editors such as Vim and Emacs have a slightly steeper learning curve, though their adherents would argue that it pays off to learn them well.